I interviewed Katie McCaffrey about weird things that happen in video games.
So I am Katie McCaffrey. I'm a distributed systems engineer, and I worked in the video games industry for about 6 years, and then most recently at Twitter. I joined this new studio called 343 Industries in like 2010 to continue the Halo franchise. Bungie originally created it and then went on to make other great games like Destiny, but people still loved Halo, so we were going to make some more Halo. And I came in as like number two on the web services team, hired to figure out like what do we want to do with the future of the franchise and evaluate the old stack and things like that, which was originally written for like, you know, Halo 2, which came out in, I don't even know. I used to have this like all memorized. But like part of one of my original jobs was like getting the old stack up and running because we got like a code dump.
Sorry. So you're 343 is like brand new and you're like, just here's some like Git repos or SVN repos or Mercurial repos or whatever with like all the old shit from Bungie, like bye, yeah. See you later. Okay.
Yeah. So super, I mean, we had some support where I did get to talk to them every now and then, but mostly it was just like, yeah, like here's like a bunch of code. We're doing other stuff. Have fun. It was like standing all this up, understanding what services were provided and like matching that to like what the game did and then evaluating, you know, like what we wanted to do going forward and how we wanted to modify it. So Halo 4 is like in development. We were planning to launch in the fall of 2012. So it's like, you know, 6 to 7 months out. We start to try and you know, like it was playable. We had like levels. We had multiplayer. We had basically been standing up the old services code to like sort of run things off of for the game, for play tests and things like that. And this was the first time we were trying to like, for the statistics service, which is what I was in charge of, which, you know, tells you how many kills and headshots and aerial assaults and all those cool things you got, and aggregates them online. So you're trying to switch that system over. So we switch over to the new, you know, and so this is like, I think the spring of 2012. I switch over, I'm like coordinating with the networking dev. I switch the game over to pointing at, you know, the new Azure services and everything's like working. It's cool. But then we start noticing this weird bug where we're like, why is the game uploading every statistics blob 3 times? And these statistics blobs aren't tiny. They're like 15K compressed. So it's like not inexpensive to process them. And right. I'm like, it's cool. I would like you to not send this to me 3 times because that's like 3 times the capacity we'll need at launch, which is like not nice. So I start engaging with our network dev who was in charge of this. And I'm like, you know, we're returning at 200. We're not throwing any errors. Like I'm not seeing anything through our observability. Like this is your thing. And then he's like going through and he's like, no, like the game code is basically saying that you're returning a failed message every single time. So we retry 3 times and then we drop it on the floor. And I'm like, well, clearly it's getting processed. Like look right there. So we had this like banter going on for like 2 days. And it was like, you know, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. So I'm like exhausting my brain trying to figure out like where in our stack we're like screwing this up, right? I'm like just like watching all these calls, tracing them through the system. I'm like, everything's getting processed fine. Like nothing's failing. We're literally going game by game. And then finally, like after a couple days of racking my brain on this, I have this moment of like, well, like fine, like let's just go look at the old game code because like, what is it doing? Like, let's just make sure we didn't miss something.
Right.
And so I'm going through the old code and I'm looking at it and I see that it gets processed and I'm like, yep, we do that, 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 and that. And then finally I go and look and I see where it's getting constructed. In addition to sending back an HTTP 200, the old Halo services code puts the word done in all caps exclamation point in the payload response body. And I look at this and I'm like, that can't fucking be it. But I'm like out of ideas. So you're like, let's try it. And then instantly it's just like, yep, it's cool. Kidding me. So this sounds like really stupid, but it's actually not because, fun fact, in games, you have like zero memory that you're allowed to use as a network engineer because all of the budget goes to graphics. And so like the Xbox 360, I don't remember its exact launch date, but it was pretty old at that point. I think it was like almost 8. And I was laughing and like kicking myself as we found this bug because I remember the Xbox 360 actually didn't have a standard HTTP library that you just like used because for whatever various reasons, networking like lagged a little bit in game development and things like that. And people just did one-offs. But they actually did publish one in the XDK in 2011. And there had actually been a very long meeting about, hey, let's use this. Can we adopt it? And it actually got thrown out because the game devs were like, it takes up too much memory. You can't have that. And it was like something like kilobytes, I think. But like literally, that's what we're talking about. So like you know, eventually we did fix, they did go in and fix the game code to like not look for the stupid word done exclamation point in the payload and actually just look at the response code we were sending. Cause like, we didn't want to like, you know, proliferate this like horrible piece of just like tribal knowledge that the next person who just deletes it is like, why did everything break? Like our load increased by 3 times. So this other story actually happened in production. So I also was in charge of writing the cheating and banning service. This service is probably some of the worst code I've ever written in my entire life because I wrote it from the hours of like 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
when
I
was sleeping
in like the last month before ship. And it was on sort of like beta technology. All of this has been killed and replaced. And I like adamantly was like, I was like, please do this as fast as possible after launch. But we were basically coming up to the launch and it was like, we either have this or we don't. And I was like, not willing for users to not have this because I don't want people having a crappy time at launch playing our games. I want people to have a ton of fun and like play with the rules and things like that. There was also a way for the game to detect like the client side code on your Xbox running on the disk to detect that you were cheating. And there was an endpoint where they could send us events in addition to like all the other monitoring we were doing based on like game events and things like that. It's almost launch time. We'd had like our release party. I was sort of sleeping because you're at this point, you're like, pray to God it works, because if it doesn't, like there's not much we can do in like 3 days. And so I actually was going home at like a normal time. It was like 6 p.m. and we had a friends and family and press sort of like pre-release a day or two before launch, just to sort of like for reviews and you know, to like maybe just test anything weird out, although you're not going to get huge scale. And so this was happening, and I'm basically driving back from Kirkland to Seattle, where I lived at the time. I get this phone call from one of my colleagues, and he's like, Katie, like, we've had reports that like 10 journalists got banned from playing the game. And I'm like, shit, that's really bad. He's like, they're clearly not cheating. And so I'm just like, whatever, like delete the banning. Like you could, like, we just like literally killed all of the instances running and then like unban them like via admin controls. And I'm like literally driving off the bridge just being like, just delete it. Just hit the delete button on the clown thing. So then I forget, like, we looked into it and like we couldn't figure it out, or like I don't really remember what happened. I was so sleep deprived and like tired, like who knows. I think we like looked at it and it seemed like something weird and one off, and we were just like, whatever, it's weird and one off, right? Like it won't happen in the real world. But so then on like launch night, the east coast of the US comes online, we start noticing that we're getting a lot more traffic on the endpoint that the game sends its like, hey, I detected someone cheating endpoint, where it's specifically telling us stuff. And it actually started, because we hadn't allocated enough storage, started actually like taking down some of our service because of the way it was like tied to something else. And so this was like really bad because we were like, crap, like way too many events coming in. Like, what's going on? Clearly something's very wrong, because like not this many people are cheating. So luckily, people like much smarter than me had built into, we had a custom front end at the time called the Dispatcher. So we had written our own lightweight thing because IIS was too slow and not as fine grained control as we wanted. They had put in this really great control where basically on any endpoint, dynamically configurable, you could say, you know, stop doing like the normal execution path and just like return whatever error code you wanted. So basically what we ended up doing is we threw the switch to say, hey, just drop all of this information the game is sending us on this endpoint because it's really suspect, and return an HTTP 200. And so then that just like got us through launch. We were still like cheating and banning was working via these other means where we were just like analyzing event streams all on the back end side. So that was like still happening. We actually like banned 3 people within the first day for modded consoles, and it gave me like a lot of pleasure. I was like, I felt like really powerful.
For, like, long arm of the law over there.
I know, right? I was like, yeah. So that was like super weird. And then so what we ended up doing is we went back and looked at, we're like, what is the game sending us that it's just like, it literally thinks like everyone is like cheating. And it turns out that it was just like bad code, and it like wasn't well tested because they came in super hot and had other priorities to focus on.
Right.
And they were just like randomly flagging a ton of people as cheating who like weren't doing it. You know, like thankfully it was super weird. But we were able to just ignore it and like drop the traffic. And I don't even know that we like pushed, because you would have had to push a title update to the game to actually fix this code or remove it. So I don't even know that we ever actually did that. And we just like kept ignoring this for like all eternity. It's like, you're like, this person, the game's like basically like, this person's a jerk. And we're like, nah.